Hello, Peter Mayers with you in the National Interest on ABC Radio National. Coming up, a big picture conversation about the dilemma of growth. Economic growth has delivered us huge benefits, but we live in a world of finite resources. So is the relentless drive for growth heading us down an ecological dead end? A discussion with leading environmental thinker Professor Tim Jackson shortly. First, the National Interest Roundup, which begins in WA, where the West Australian reports that charities are experiencing a sharp rise in calls for help from families hit by increasing energy and water bills. Electricity charges are up 45% on last winter, and water charges up 29%. Liberal Premier Colin Barnett says the price hikes were inevitable because of the financial disaster he inherited from Labor. At least the resources boom state has all that offshore gas, so presumably gas prices will stay low. Nope. The Financial Review reports on a draft ruling by the competition watchdog, the ACCC, which would allow the partners in the North West Shelf project to continue jointly marketing gas to domestic consumers until 2015. A consumer alliance claims this will limit competition and could drive up prices by as much as 300%. Energy costs are also rising sharply in New South Wales. Electricity price rises of up to 42% over the next 3 years are already in the pipeline. And the Finn reports that a botched coal supply deal could see consumers charged even more as the state government seeks to maximise the return from its privatisation of power assets. In theory, the bad news for households is good news for the environment, since price signals are supposed to change the way we use energy. Wasn't that the theory behind the now postponed emissions trading scheme? The theory behind a cheap government loan to a timber processing business in Tasmania was that it would create local jobs. The Hobart Mercury reports that Malaysian company Tar An received $30 million worth of concessional loans to establish two veneer mills at Smithton and Southwood. But State Parliament this week heard claims that the mills are employing foreign workers on temporary visas to toil 6 days a week on 10-hour shifts. Greens forestry spokesman Kim Booth alleged that the mills may be breaching employment laws and called on the Workplace Ombudsman to investigate. Finally, to the town no one wants, Mutitjulu, near Uluru. According to the NT News, the community of 400 people will soon lose the essential services provided to it by the McDonald Shire Council, because the Shire has discovered that it doesn't have any legal rights or responsibilities there. Mutitjulu lies within the Uluru Kata-Juta National Park, which is under a 99-year lease to Parks Australia. Therefore, according to the Shire, its services are now a federal government responsibility. But a spokeswoman for Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin says, no, no, the responsibility lies with the Northern Territory government. And the relevant Territory Minister says it's an operational matter for her department. Australia's three tiers of government working together seamlessly to pass the buck.